This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
If you think about soccer and Brazilian soccer and how people like quickly the Brazilian look at the Brazilians playing and they kind of pass the ball kind of between one to the other, then Shoro is like that.
That's Anat Cohen, world-class clarinet player and composer from Israel, who's based in the global melting pot of New York City. She's talking about her love for Brazilian choro music in this 2017 visit to the KNKX studios, hosted by Robin Lloyd. That's Murmurando from Anat Cohen in the KNKX studios in 2017. Cohen talked about her discovery of choro, a combination of musical traditions from indigenous, African, and Western Europeans living in Brazil.
We used to like to call it the father of samba and the grandfather of bossa nova. Mm-hmm.
It's South American roots music, melodic beauty, rhythmic energy, and a passionate emotional core.
And this music for me, I mean, it's really, I fell in love with it, not just because clarinet fits perfectly in the style. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like, yay, I found my place. It's just, the music can just... It's so bouncy, it's so happy, and it can be also so emotional and so full of longing.
Cohen also explained how choro connects with her first musical loves growing up in Israel, classical music and the swing of early American jazz.
For the classical musicians, it really has the precision and the perfection of the classical world. You don't need to know how to improvise. However, you need to have this kind of like swing and mm-hmm. and get the feel of it. And for jazz musicians, it has a lot of space for interpretation and improvisation. And it's close for me to the music of New Orleans. First of all, it has the joy of the music a lot of time. And this music is very complex.
Bayon de Esperanza from Anat Cohen and Trio Brasileiro at KNKX in 2017. Beyond the sounds of choro, Cohen talked about the human side, her fellow musicians. Dudu Maia on the 10-string bandolim, Douglas Lora guitar, and his brother Alessandro Lora on pandeiro, a percussion instrument similar to a tambourine. Cohen met the Brazilian musicians at the Centrum Choro Northwest workshop in Port Townsend, Washington.
We met about 5 years ago teaching. And it was a love at first sight, first heard.
And they made good teammates as Cohen returned to the soccer comparison.
It has this kind of quick thinking and just things just pass between one person to the other. And yet it sounds just so relaxed and fun. It has mm-hmm. so many details, but it's just so...
It flows.
Yes.
It flows.
Well, with these guys, anything flows. These guys are amazing.
Anat Cohen and Trio Brasileiro at KNKX in 2017. That's a live performance of Ijexá from their then-new album, Rosa dos Ventos. Cohen explained that their instant connection teaching in Port Townsend was the real deal.
There's a word in Portuguese called carinho, like when you really care, you're gentle with the person and you pay attention to their needs. And these guys, they pay attention. They're really sensitive people, and that's what I look for in music and in people.
In the KNKX studios in 2017, that's Anat Cohen and Trio Brasileiro, artists from Israel and Brazil who found each other in Port Townsend. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.